about 25 miles down to where she lives. And she was in there doing like you said you was doing, you know, sugar peddling that thing, and she didn't let nobody with her machine. And that was her room then. And she said, Judy, if you will just get out and leave my sewing machine alone, when I'm dead and gone, you can have it. So Judy's always claimed it. But she's never took it because she wants to have it redone and all the, you know, they used to have fix-up kind of, I don't know what you'd call it, work on it. You know, last work kind, you know, on the sides of it.
Like doing some, graving or something?
And some of that, you know, naturally has come off, and she won't have it all fixed back just like it originally was, which I don't hope she'll ever get anybody to do it or not. But then I've had two electric sewing machines. I've got my first one from Sears, and it didn't do the work. And I made everything that me and my girls wore from anywhere from just common dresses and shorts and what have you, until evening dresses and wedding dresses.
You made their wedding dresses?
I made all, they made my two daughters their wedding dresses.
Boy, I bet that meant something to them. I bet that was a prized possession.
Both of them still got them.
I'm sure. Oh, goodness.
And their evening dresses, I made those. And so when I got my last one, Singer sewing machine, which I think is the best you can buy.
Better than the Sears?
Oh, yeah. To me, they are. And you go farther back with them. Singer is...
That's an old company.
That's an old company because that was what my mother had. I grew up. That's what Ms. had. And whenever I...
Well, what was your mother's name?
Beulah.
And your father's name?